Hello, and welcome to All in the Past, Unique Topics in Genealogy and History. I'm Michael Thomas, your host. I've been a genealogist over 3 decades, and have documented more than 26,000 ancestors and cousins in my personal database. I'm the U.S. genealogist for Clan Murray, a well-known Scottish clan, specializing in Scottish history and all things related to Scottish and Irish clans, with a little bit of Viking history thrown in. I frequently contribute to the clan's newsletter and will include much of what I've written about in these programs, as well as what others have written. 2 websites that will give you more information as we go along are allinthepast.net and itsallinthepast.net. These programs can be found on the blog page of allinthepast.net. You will find out more about me as the podcast progresses, but you can always contact me at allinthepastcast@gmail.com. Let's get started. The topic of this program is The Basics of Genealogy and DNA Research, Part 2. The Science of DNA. You are 23 pairs of chromosomes. That's all you really need to know. Just kidding, there's far more to learn. Let's continue. DNA is found in the nucleus of every cell in your body. 22 pairs of chromosomes contain autosomal DNA and define who you are. Autosomal DNA determines all of your inherited characteristics. The 23rd pair of chromosomes determine your sex, XY for males, XX for females. Another type of DNA, mitochondrial DNA, regulates your body's cells and metabolism. It is found in the mitochondria in the cytoplasm of the cell. You'll need a dictionary from this point on. You need to understand that 50% of your DNA comes from each of your parents, 25% from your grandparents, 12.5% from your great-grandparents, 6.25% from your great-greats, and so on. By the time you reach that 5th generation we talked about in part 1, we're talking about a small enough percentage of inherited DNA that it's difficult to accurately prove a match without all the other information collection methods at your fingertips. Back to the DNA from your parents, the 50% of DNA you receive is actually broken into segments that are recombined in your cells to make you unique. Unless you are an identical twin, recombination is what separates you from your brother or sister in the DNA transfer. Genealogists use one of 3 types of DNA tests, autosomal, Y, and mitochondrial. All the popular testing companies, Ancestry, FamilyTree DNA, MyHeritage, and 23andMe, test for autosomal DNA, but only FamilyTree DNA will test for the other types. Autosomal DNA testing. Autosomal testing looks at small pieces of DNA called single nucleated polymorphisms, SNP. They are taken from all 22 chromosome pairs and your X chromosome, but only represent a small fraction of your DNA. Testing companies have determined approximately 700,000 locations that will give the most relevant genealogy information. If the entire genome is tested, over 3 billion locations will be checked. For this reason, health information is the usual reason to check everything, making it useless as a DNA test. When you first received your DNA test, you probably had to provide a saliva sample. In theory, this is like swabbing the inside of the cheek like you see done on TV. Your DNA is tested against all the other samples the testing company has collected, yielding your ethnicity percentages and that list of close matches you received. The results are only predictions, but they tell you how many centimorgans, check that dictionary again, of DNA you share. They cannot tell you which ancestor you match, but can supplement your other research to determine who it may be. Autosomal testing, however, does have limitations. The random means of DNA collection, and the ever-decreasing percentages of DNA you inherit from past generations, most companies stop at the 5th generation in identifying relationships. This would be about a 3rd cousin who shares at least 1 set of great-grandparents. At the 6th generation, a fourth cousin wouldn't likely inherit the same DNA. Autosomal testing is best used to find new cousins or verify relationships with a cousin who has been tested. Such a match can oftentimes help identify mutual ancestors, hopefully one or more of which has also done some genealogical research. The ethnicity percentages you receive are purely estimates, and have been calculated by comparing your DNA to a reference population. If you can't be matched to a specific population, you're put in a larger group and you may have to wait for the coming updates to narrow it down further. Ethnicity you might expect in your test may not show up because the size of the population was too small, but may also appear over time and further testing by the company. One caution with autosomal testing, the test may provide surprise results, either positive or negative. You may find a close relative you didn't know you had and isn't covered in your research, but you might also identify previously unknown parents, not always a good thing.